It's not a matter of if you'll need traffic and weather for your drive-in. It's when. Get it every 10 minutes on the 10s with Wills and Snyder on WTAM 1100. Cleveland's News Radio.
Something sore? He's got something for you. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News. Will's Ways to Save is in with an interesting item. I'm not sure there's a part of the body this thing won't help. Morning, Matt.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And you're right. You did mention the pain, Bill, and two-thirds of our listeners right now. It's an incredible statistic, right? Two-thirds of us have some type of pain, whether it's neck, knee, calf, ankle, back, shoulder, back, your back,
back. And as you've talked to experts, so many of the back problems actually start with the feet, I think, right?
They do. Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that I carry a lot of product, moving stuff back and forth, unboxing items. My wife's on her feet all day. She works in an emergency room. Mm-hmm. It's something that we're both, in our opinion, a little bit young on the scale for real back pain issues, but we've been told, yeah, it's actually tied to the feet. So one of my favorite items is a robot, and you kind of need to watch this in action to fully appreciate it.
Yes, you do.
It's a robot that debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show that has since gone on to become one of the world's only and the top rated foot massaging system. And in my opinion, there is nothing as good as this on the market in that it actually feels like someone is massaging, rubbing, rolling, kneading, and getting through all of the pain in your feet that ties to your back.
Like you'd go to an actual massage therapist to have done. This thing is, you just turn this thing on and it'll do it then.
It's actually unbelievable. You have to look at the ratings. We did have massage therapists, physical therapists, doctors, nurses weigh in. Mm-hmm. They all use the item, has a two-year warranty. You sit back, you put your feet in, it goes to work. It is one of the best items I have ever tested. I actually bought my deal back in January when it sold out in a couple of minutes. You can watch the full video and just, in my opinion, Bill, educate yourself, because if you don't need it, you know someone who does.
Now, look, I trust Granite. He's looked into this. It's good quality, and you're going to pay for quality, but you've still got a deal on this thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You 100% are. I found this for $50. It's usually $50 off, pardon me. It's usually about $250.
Yeah.
Then it dropped again, and I found it today for $169. Again, free delivery. Mm. It's not a paid product. You get a two-year warranty. The thing's unbelievable.
Watch the video. See more. Just go to WTAM.com, keyword save. Tomorrow we'll head outdoors in the garden with an item there for you. Watch Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News this morning. Back here same time tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome.
Coming up in 5, we'll follow up on Charlottesville over the weekend. Our Joe Gomez from Washington. Controversy about President Trump's reaction to what happened. We'll talk about that with Joe and some more coming up in 5. Mike Snyder Sports Mornings, 15 to 45 past on News Radio, WTAM 1100, 515. Mike in for Mercedes-Benz of Bedford.
Good morning, Bill. Corey Kluber had an off game. Of course, it's by his standards. As he watched from the dugout in the 8th inning, the game was tied at 3. Top of the 8th, Tribe at bat.
Hunter's payoff. Swung on, blasted, deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone! Austin Jackson puts the Tribe on top. 4-3 in the 8th. A magnificent at bat for Austin Jackson, and on the 9th pitch of it, he blasts his 4th home run of the year to the seats in left. And this predominantly Indians crowd is up on its feet again.
Yeah, it was like a home field advantage for the Tribe down there in the Trop. Brian Shaw, Cody Allen would come on, finish it off. Indians win 4-3. They win the final three games of the series. Kluber gets his 11th win, allowing 3 runs over 7 innings. Tito says,
it's nice to pick him up. Not that he pitched bad. I mean, he gave up 3. But when they got the 2-run homer, nice to see our offense. It's 2 games in a row where, you know, they come back and score when he's out of the game. And if anybody deserves it, it's him.
It sure is the case with him. Corey Kluber now, a guy that had 9 strikeouts, so that gives him 14 consecutive games of at least 8 strikeouts, 3 shy of the record held by Randy Johnson. Also going deep for the Tribe, Edwin Encarnacion, and the newcomer Jay Bruce has fit right in. He drove in another run. Now the Indians continue their road trip. It's not on your schedule, but they're in action tonight in Boston. They'll make up that rainout from their last trip there. 6-10 start tonight. Trevor Bauer will start, and we'll have all the action for you right here on the home of the Tribe. On the health front, Andrew Miller will pitch in a rehab stint on Wednesday, so he's getting close to a return. Lonnie Chisenhall was in Akron yesterday, where he went 1-for-3. Jason Kipnis did get into yesterday's game and is expected back in the starting lineup tonight. Now, with both the Twins and Royals winning yesterday, Indians' lead is at 4.5 over Minnesota and 5 over Kansas City. By the way, the Red Sox played late last night. They beat the Yankees in 10 innings by a score of 3-2. The Browns' next preseason game is 1 week from tonight when they'll host the Giants. At camp yesterday, things got a bit testy when rookie defensive lineman Caleb Brantley got into a fight with offensive lineman Anthony Fabiano. More on the Browns in a moment. In golf, Justin Thomas won the PGA. He finished at 8-under for a two-shot win over three players. So the majors are complete. Thomas wins the PGA, Spieth the Open, Brooks Koepka the U.S. Open, and Sergio Garcia won the Masters. Coming up, the Francisco Lindor story has him saying, man, I'm glad I'm on this side, as he's been impressed with the Tribe's pitching staff. We'll hear from Frankie at 5:45. Home of the Indians and the Cavaliers, Mike Snyder, News Radio, WTAM E 1100. Time now for a Browns update. The Browns were back on the practice field yesterday. They are in the middle of the grind, really, of training camp. Their next game is not till a week from tonight. Now, Hugh Jackson says he'll name his starting quarterback for preseason game two later this week, and it's either going to be Brock Osweiler or Deshaun Kizer. The team would like to get a look at Kizer against the top line competition, as in the second half of that impressive debut he had, it was pretty much against third and fourth string players. The Browns will host the Giants 1 week from tonight. Today they practice this afternoon, but not open to the public. With your Browns update, I'm Mike Snyder.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
President Trump over the weekend talking about the violence in Charlottesville. Our Joe Gomez following the story from Washington this morning. Joe, good morning. Many said he didn't go far enough, and what he said wasn't exactly pointing out who was at fault.
Yeah, I think that was a big criticism coming out at President Trump's statement over the weekend from his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, when he said that he condemned the violence on many sides and then repeated himself. I think that spurred a lot of reaction, even from Republican senators that said that there was only one side that had this violence, and that was the side, in their opinion, of white supremacists or white nationalists or so-called alt-right protesters. And so they were concerned the president didn't come out and just basically condemn that one side. But in the aftermath of all of this, Sunday, I guess, the White House did issue a statement clarifying the president's thoughts, saying that he condemns all forms of violence, including that from white hatred, white supremacy, and he also condemns bigotry and hatred relating to white supremacy.
Saturday, a 32-year-old paralegal, Heather Heyer, was killed, 19 injured, two state troopers, police officers also killed when their helicopter went down. Now, the guy that I'm pretty sure he was the guy that got the permit for the protest is supposed to be in Washington someplace today for a speech as well, I think, right?
That's correct. That's Richard Spencer, and he has he's somebody who actually began a nonprofit in this area, kind of dedicated to white nationalism in some regard or another. He lives in Alexandria, Virginia, actually. So he moved here from Montana not too long ago, and he's been somebody who has done a lot of protesting in this vicinity, has also tried to reach out to the White House to get some kind of direct line to President Trump over and over again. I think he's been turned away. But yeah, he's due to appear at some sort of a rally, some sort of a protest, and then eventually he's going to be held on charges himself because he was arrested in Charlottesville.
Our Joe Gomez following it all from Washington this morning, and more will play it, I'm sure, throughout the day. Joe, thanks.
Thanks.
Guy in the car that originally from Maumee, Ohio, that ran the people over, he's scheduled to be in court today as well. Many sides, the quote that the president used, and a lot of people saying that he didn't go quite far enough and pointing out exactly who was at fault. And then others will say, well, look, when there's been other shootings, Congressman Scalise, the quote many sides was used as well.
There's a lot of heated rhetoric from all different directions.
I think there's sometimes rhetoric on all sides that are not quite acceptable.
I do think that the language, the rhetoric on both sides has gotten out of control.
Interesting report you can see at WTAM.com, Wills and Snyder blog, putting together when horrible things like this happen, how politics does get involved. See more at WillsandSnyder.com. The report. President Trump's former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, yesterday reacting to Trump's statement on violence in Charlottesville, saying a lot of it has to be blamed on Steve Bannon and his influence in the White House. News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. We're on your money. Jordan Goodman at MoneyAnswers.com. Topic, your mortgage. Let's try and save you some money. What you got for us, Jordan?
Well, interest rates have fallen lately. Inflation's quite low. It looks like the Fed's probably not going to be raising rates in September. Maybe they'll wait till December. So maybe time to refinance your mortgage. If your current mortgage is, I would say, 4.5% to 5% or higher, you might be able to get 4% or lower on a 30-year fixed, maybe 3% or lower on a 15-year fixed. A website for that would be youcanrefi.com. If your equity's gone up, this may be a good chance to get. Who knows how long these low rates are going to last?
Absolutely. Youcanrefi.com?
Correct. So that's one thing.
Okay.
The second thing you can do is to pay your mortgage off much faster using what's called the mortgage optimization strategy. There's a website for that, which is called truthinequity.com. And basically the way it works is you use a home equity line of credit, which is a liquid line against your house. You can put money in. You can take it out whenever you like. You keep your income, which is normally sitting in your checking account, in the HELOC, and literally every day you're making progress on your principal as opposed to once a month making very, very little progress on your principal. And the end result, Bill, is you can get maybe 5 to 7 years to pay off your mortgage instead of 30 years and save yourself tens of thousands of dollars of interest and literally 25 years off your mortgage. Your local bank is never going to tell you about something like this, but there's a free website, truthinequity.com, that can tell you about it more.
Yeah, they make more money the longer it takes you to pay the
exactly.
thing
they
off,
love so, that yeah, interest exactly. up front. Remember, all the interest is up front on a mortgage. And when you refinance, you start the new clock all over again.
Truthinequity.com and youcanrefi.com, a couple of the sites we talked about. Jordan Goodman is at moneyanswers.com. Always good about returning an email. If you got a question or something, you can follow up at moneyanswers.com. Jordan Goodman. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
I have an interesting Bruno Mars story. He comes to town tomorrow night at the Cube. Bruno has donated $1 million to help ease the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Made the announcement Saturday after he did a show in Detroit. Says the people of Flint have been dealing with the effects of the water crisis for many years. And he laid out $1 million for him. How about that, Bruno? What a week it is for concerts. Bringing our buddy Barry Gable at Live Nation this morning. Morning, Bear.
Hey, Bill. I love that story about Bruno. Just spectacular. It's just such a nice guy from what I hear. I've not met him at all, but I hear he's just a fabulous guy.
You know, in interviews and profiles, you're right. I mean, he has worked hard for everything he has achieved, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. You know, he started with his family, quote, in the family business, playing in Hawaii, and he was like the miniature Elvis within his family. And he has really worked and worked and worked to make it in this business. And needless to say, the songs that he has, he was made it as a writer first and a music songwriter, and then his performances live have just been electric. And sorry to say, if you don't have a ticket for that show, good luck, because that show's been sold out since you went on sale.
You know, let's talk about the week and what a time it has been at Blossom. I know Florida Georgia Line was there over the weekend. I don't have the number in front of me. Barry, this has to be the busiest concert season you provided for us this year.
There's no doubt this has been between the shows at the Cue, busiest indoor season we've had in the summertime, Blossom Music Center, the three stadium shows we had with Billy Joel, Luke Bryan, and U2, and of course the shows we have at Jacobs Pavilion and Hard Rock Roxino. It's just amazing, and we're going to continue racing through the season this week and next week, which with some of the hottest shows that are on tour this summer.
All right, let me go through some highlights. Nickelback tonight. Can I still get into Blossom for them?
We've got tickets doing great with Daughtry and Nickelback. You can get tickets at the box office tonight as well.
Should be a beautiful night. Okay, Bruno sold out. That's tomorrow night at the Cue, right?
That is, you know, check the QArena.com. Sometimes they release some tickets, but it's, like I said, I'm even looking for tickets myself, believe it or not.
You know it's a tough ticket if Gable's calling people. All right, now, at 8:15, thanks to Live Nation, I've got tickets for Chris Stapleton. What a career he's got going. He'll be a blossom Friday.
Friday with Margot Price. This is really one of these great stories. He's been kicking around as a songwriter. I was retelling somebody the other day, you know, a couple of years ago, we had a show at Jacobs Pavilion with Little Big Town, and the opening acts were these two small acts called Chris Stapleton and Sam Hunt. How's that for a show?
You know what,
though?
There were
about 30 people there for Chris Stapleton when he opened up, and now he's just, you know, the Grammy Award winner, CMA winner, just phenomenal career.
He and Sam Hunt have written some amazing stuff that other people have done, and when you go to Stapleton Friday, you'll hear some stuff, and of course, Hunt's done that as well. So that's Friday. Coldplay Saturday, right?
Coldplay Saturday. There are some tickets still available for that show, but that's going to be an amazing performance. I've been looking forward to that one all summer long. Sunday, we have the Yestival show out at Jacobs Pavilion with, you know, the celebration of the career of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees from Yes. Also, Todd Rundgren's on that show with Carl Palmer, so they're going to be featuring a lot of the ELP stuff. You can buy VIP tickets for that show through the Rock Hall and get a chance to meet the band, have dinner with them over at Windows on the River before they perform at Jacobs Pavilion. Then Monday is Green Day, and of course the total eclipse of the Sun Day. So that's going to be a wild, wild day. And then you know, we sort of finish up that week with Lady Gaga on the 23rd, which is amazing.
I hear she's pretty good too. That'll be a Quick and Loans Arena on Wednesday. Barry Gable, everything's at LiveNation.com. What a wrap up to summer. That we've got the next couple of weeks with concerts and again, Chris Stapleton tickets coming up at 8:15. Barry, thanks, pal. Have a great day.
You got it, my friend.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
President Trump's comments on what played out in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday. ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts joins me. Look, both sides, Dems, Republicans, Congress, not happy with the statement when he went to both sides. And that's what's been reacted to a lot. Right, Steve?
Well, yes. The phrase that people are focusing on, and this is not just Democrats, a lot of Republicans are upset by this as well, when he said there was violence on many sides, and he said it twice to emphasize it, which is a clear signal that he is not condemning specifically the white nationalists who triggered this this violence. And this would not be a big story, Bill, if it didn't come as part of a long history here. Donald Trump emerged into political life as the chief advocate of the birther movement, which was a profoundly racist idea that somehow Barack Obama was not an American, not born in America. This is a guy in his campaign announcement condemned Mexicans as racist, as rapists. This is a guy who proposed a total ban at one point on Muslims. So this whole appeal has been part of Trump from the beginning, and it would be a totally unfair to call all Trump supporters racist, but it would be profoundly inaccurate if we didn't point out that many times in his career, Trump has appealed to racist instincts and impulses, and I think this was one example of it.
To your point, the White House had to come out Sunday and, you know, yet again kind of rephrase what he said and say, well, yeah, of course he meant that, but that's not exactly what he did say on Saturday.
And look, this is, if it were just Democrats contending, condemning him, Bill, you could dismiss it. But a lot of Republicans were very upset. Orrin Hatch, very conservative senator from Utah, we should call evil by its name, he said. My brother didn't give his life fighting Hitler for Nazi ideas to go unchallenged here at home. This is part of something you and I have been talking about the last couple of weeks. You see people like Orrin Hatch, Cory Gardner, senator from Utah, said, you know, it's time to name also. Much more strong than Trump. Republicans are increasingly willing to contradict and even criticize this White House. We saw it in the health care fight. We saw it in the congressional passage of a much tougher sanctions bill on Russia. We saw it in the backlash against Trump for criticizing his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a former Republican member of the Senate. I think this is part of that pattern. You're starting to see Republicans increasingly uneasy with some of the ideas and thoughts they're hearing from their president.
And let me get you out of here on that point, but with Mitch McConnell, before this thing on Saturday happened, a lot of the news was about how Trump was really calling out McConnell for not getting stuff done on the Senate side.
Yeah, and I don't know why he thinks that criticizing his own leader is going to be helpful. It just shows me how inexperienced he is in politics and how little understanding he has about how politics works and how, and particularly the legislative process works. He needs Mitch McConnell much more than Mitch McConnell needs him. He needs McConnell to steward through the Senate a lot of his, any legislative agenda and initiative that he wants to enact and become part of his legacy. And if he thinks he's, by kicking and insulting Mitch McConnell, he's going to get more cooperation, he just does not understand how Congress works.
Political analyst Steve Roberts on a couple of stories. Steve, thanks.
Okay, pal.
Today.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's exactly how it almost feels like, doesn't it? Because he had a good performance. He wasn't Superman yesterday, and so yeah, he has spoiled us. And but again, for him, a good performance is simply seven innings where he gave up more than one run. And man, guys, he's something to watch every 5 days. And that's a separator, though, really, guys. I mean. If, and Corey said after the game he didn't think he was as crisp as he normally is, and for most guys that would mean they gave up five or six runs. Instead, he pitches well enough to get you a win, and boy, they built some momentum down there because that's a ball club that kind of beat up the Indians when they were in Cleveland earlier this summer.
And it was great to see prior to Corey the starts from Carrasco, and then of course Clevinger on Saturday, and Tom also. I think we really got to take a little note to Austin Jackson. He has really done a heck of a job this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, he he's missed a lot of time with a couple of injuries. And he's at that point in his career where you're not going to be able to play him every day. He's not that player anymore because he does get hurt and he's older and whatnot. But I'm amazed how he's been able to come back from injuries and then look like he's, you know, not been injured or missed any time and be able to, you know, regain his timing and, as you say, make big contributions. He has had more big hits here over the last month than maybe arguably anybody on the ball club. And, you know, that's always a strength of a ball club. If you look last year, guys, to me he's done a lot of the things Rajay Davis did a year ago. Maybe, you know, in a different way. He's not stealing bases, but he's that veteran, calming presence who knows how to get it done when the game's on the line.
Yeah, you look forward to it. Just keep him healthy as the big games just keep coming. Tom, this is a rarity tonight. Obviously, you're in Boston for just one night, then on to Minnesota. Trevor Bauer starts tonight. Indians-Red Sox, your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, I really think Boston has, if not more talent, certainly as much talent as any team in the American League. It's kind of hard to comment on the National League. We don't see them enough. But, you know, they have talent everywhere that you look. You know, they went to New York and, you know, they took care of the Yankees this weekend. And, you know, how many guys are able to hit a home run in the ninth inning to tie the game against Aroldis Chapman like that kid did? You know, I know we heard so much about Moncada, whom the White Sox got in the Chris Sale trade. I think this Devers kid that Boston kept and didn't trade is way better than Moncada. So they're really young. They're really talented. And I hope they don't get any sleep because I know they got in here real late because of that goofy Sunday night game in New York.
Tom Hamilton will call it tonight with Trevor Bauer on the mound. The Gagliano.com Tribe Insider at 5, 6:10, first pitch tonight from Boston with Trevor Bauer and Doug Pfister. Tom, thanks, pal.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
What do you think of the white supremacy group and their protesting the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue? It'll be one of the topics on the Spew coming up at 9:05. Will peace and love ever conquer hate? Caught up with Congressman Jim Renacci this morning, too. You know, this guy that organized this protest on Saturday is scheduled to speak in D.C. today, so this story is going to play out yet again today. Congressman, this look, there's freedom of speech. Don't get me wrong. But what played out Saturday, you can't appreciate it all in this country.
Well, Bill, again, it's hard to believe what we saw, what happened this week, and to really not feel ill over the eruption of violence, bigotry, and hatred. But as always, my hat goes off to local and state law enforcement and the National Guard, who really did rise to the occasion during these dicey, life-threatening situations. So, but you're right. We cannot have this type of domestic terror, and we have to be willing to come together as Americans. I think that's the big issue. We have so much discord. But we really do have to come together.
Well said. Interesting, too, watching the news coverage of this and other cities in the South dealing with Confederate symbols. Lexington, Kentucky, many through South Carolina on Saturday afternoon, Sunday. Mayors being asked, why are these things still up there? And that Robert E. Lee statue is what sparked the protest on Saturday in Charlottesville.